Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Maybe I'm just getting old, but it seems our country is sinking into a swamp of crude and offensive language. Films, cable TV, novels, pop music, everyday conversation are filled with four-letter words and crass insults. Now, one of our major political parties seems to have adopted offensive language as an electoral strategy. At a NASCAR rally 2 months ago, supporters of that party began chanting the F word in reference to our president. A TV commentator, either appalled or clueless, said on air that surely they were just chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," in honor of a winning driver of that name. They definitely were not. Since then, supporters of that party have been repeating the Brandon chant, both the sanitized NASCAR version and the original one with the F word at sporting and political events, also in letters to the editor, social media posts, and even on the floors of Congress. Within a 5-minute drive of my home, I can see several flags and lawn signs with the F word version. Town fathers apparently feel they are powerless to intervene. Indeed, court cases over the years have supported the use of offensive language as free speech. Okay, but that doesn't make them any less offensive or less destructive to the fabric of civilized society. I worry about the example we're setting for our kids, and I suspect the adults who use these dirty words are the same kind who try to ban books from schools and libraries over offensive language. Don't want to corrupt those young minds. I share that concern, though it's a bit late. School-age kids spend an average of 7 hours a day consuming video images. Many of those contain violent acts and words, which, studies have found, desensitize kids to violence, reduce their empathy toward others, increase the likelihood of violent behavior later in life. Even among adults, a 2011 study in the UK showed that violent language, and especially swear words, increase anger and stress levels among those who hear them. I'm no fan of censorship, but if we don't start cleaning up our public discourse, we risk losing the veneer of civility that has helped hold this country together for centuries. So let's banish filthy language from politics. If we don't, we're F-worded. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.